You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Matinee on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matinee, who is off today. She'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry. She says hi. And we got Kelvin Butenhoff on the boards over here. If you want to get in touch with us, you can call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can do that or leave a comment on the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and yeah, we still call it Twitter in this house. That's what we call it. We don't call it anything else. You can always get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. Been hearing from you all morning about the library. And before we get to a couple more people, we got a live stream comment as well as a caller who's been very, very patient. I just want to remind people, Kelvin, I don't know if you know this, but the Brewers are red hot right now. We just swept the Mets. It's our sixth sweep in as many weeks. And we're just rocking and rolling. We are at least five games ahead in first place. And we are playing the Pittsburgh Pirates this week, starting today. And you can listen to that on Civic Media, or you can listen to it on terrestrial radio, because Civic Media is a Brewers network. You can listen to it on WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center, WISS 98.3 and 1100 AM in Oshkosh, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, and WCQM 98.3 in Park Falls. Once again, that is a 6:05 broadcast for a 6:35 game. Brewers taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I would love to be a fan who'd be like, yeah, we're going to dominate. But I'm a Brewers fan, so I'm like, it could all come crashing down today. But the Brewers are amazing, and we've been hearing from great people on it, including Mike Clemens, who, if you go to civicmedia.us/news, you can find out all about our sports reporting from Mike Clemens, from Jimmy Cuska, from Chad Holmes, who do wonderful high school as well as college reporting as well. So civicmedia.us/news for more. But check out the Brewers on the Civic Media Radio Network, as we are a Brewers Radio Network, for a 6:05 broadcast start. Again, terrestrial radio only, cannot listen to it on the app. But hey, kick back on the porch, turn on the radio, enjoy some baseball. We were talking earlier about the libraries and cuts to funding in Wisconsin through the big, beautiful blob of a bill for billionaires. And Jack from Merrimack has been super duper patient. He's been on the line for a while, and he wanted to talk about library funding cuts. Jack, what do you say about this?
Well, first of all, let me just say that you're doing a great job today, and I always enjoy the interaction between you and Jane when you're on.
Oh.
So keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate you. It's good to hear from you again, buddy.
Having said that, then, I wanted to mention that it didn't seem entirely clear in the last segment that Libby is not just an interlibrary program.
Mm-hmm.
It is an app that you can get.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's a great app. I've got it on my tablet, and you can download from whatever your library system is. You can download electronic books. Since the inception of Libby, I've probably downloaded somewhere in the hundreds, if not over 1,000 books that I've read. The app is great because it allows you to adjust the size of the font.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an old guy like I am and you don't want to have to squint a lot with small print, you can adjust the font up. You can adjust the background so that you can get a sepia tone, you can get a black on white, which is like you'd have on an ordinary book, but you can also get white on black. And when I'm reading late in the evening, so my brain doesn't get overstimulated, I usually read with the reader on white on black.
Yes.
It's just an absolutely great app, very useful for a lot of things. And like I say, you can get thousands of books on there.
Yeah. And thank you for that, Jack. We appreciate you reaching out. Yeah, to be clear, that's two things I want to make clear. One, yes, Libby is an app. I have it on my phone. I use it for audiobooks specifically. It is an app that's great for your phone, great for your tablet or your device. And also, as Sholly pointed out, the Libby app is not going anywhere. It was used as an example for the experimentation that we can, the incubation of ideas that these that can come from the funding to our libraries. When that funding goes away, those ideas might have to be put on the shelf or put on the back burner because they just don't have the money for it. And so if you like those things, I always encourage you on this show, in, you know, no matter how dark it seems to get with the news, no matter how much it seems like we're not in control, you do have a voice. You always have a voice, and that voice is at myvote.wi.gov. Look up who represents you. Call them up. Call up your congressman. Call up your senators. Call up your state reps, too, and tell them that these things are important to you because they need to hear from you. If they don't hear from you, they might not know the job they're doing. So you want to tell them that you love your libraries? Then you get out there and you find out who your reps are, find out those phone numbers, and call them and find out more. Another comment on the live stream I wanted to share with was Dylan Helmenstein. Or Stein, my apologies if I'm not pronouncing that correctly. He says, I'm 26. I'm a village board trustee. I looked it up. He is a village board trustee in Black Earth, Wisconsin, a little west of Madison, and was on the library board. The library is critical for our community, but we also need to bring it into the 21st century so it can serve more of our residents. I don't disagree with that at all. We need to make sure that the library is always updated with technology. And as Sholly also brought up in the last hour, when we make these cuts, when things get cut, it cuts off access, and that access a lot of times affects the rural parts of the state. And those folks should not be cut off from access to books, to programs, to learning, hospitals, you name it, the internet. I mean, it just seems like when these cuts are happening, those folks out in the rural areas are getting the brunt of it. And we want to make sure that they have as much access as individuals in the city. So again, thank you so much, everyone, for reaching out and telling us about how much the library means to you and how much it, what it means to your family and how you access it, how you utilize it and what it does for your learning and just your everyday thing. And it's important for us to know that. Now, as I'm talking right now, Calvin, I am watching, well, actually I'm watching Jeanine Pirro, who is the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, former Fox News talking person, standing next to another Fox News talking person, Pete Hegseth, talking about the, quote, national takeover of Washington, D.C. If you have not seen over the weekend, the President of the United States ordered police, federal agents all over D.C. on Sunday night, promised a swift crackdown on crime and homelessness in the nation's capital. This is coming from NPR. Brian Mann has the byline that was on Morning Edition today. And if you don't already know, they've just kind of invaded D.C. It's in an attempt to crack down on crime. It's to crack down on the homeless population. And from what I've seen in the reports, this all came about because he was driving through D.C. to his golf course in Virginia. And really, right now, as it stands, if you're watching cable news right now, the president is at the podium giving a press conference talking about how much further they're going to go with this. And FBI Director Kash Patel has said that, or actually, I'm sorry, I apologize. President Trump has said that this is not just going to stop at D.C. And this sort of thing, I don't know, for me, Calvin, I can't speak to your experience, but this sort of thing is not something that makes a lot of sense in a logical person's brain. I understand why they might be doing it. We have seen the lightning rod topic of crime be used to divide us as a nation. You know, it's easy for people to say, easy for people in power to say, crime is at an all-time high. Crime is just terrible. We can't stop it. We got to do something about it. And apparently, the president's solution is to just send out federal, including FBI agents, which, correct me if I'm wrong, this isn't exactly their job. I know that the FBI are like a national police department, essentially. They investigate crimes on a national level, things that go into the FBI jurisdiction. But I don't think their job is to walk the city streets and to rid the city of crime and to arrest people for whatever infractions they may seem is the case. But we talk about this a lot on our show, and I've heard other people on civic media discuss this. And I want to go back to the whole lightning rod of a situation as far as using crime statistics to justify actions, to justify positions on policy regarding how we quote unquote crack down on the problem of crime. And this is from the NPR article from Mr. Mann. Washington, D.C. has seen a declining crime rate in recent years, with the violent crime hitting a 30-year low in 2024. That comes from the Justice Department. I'm sure that some people will say that is fake news, but the Justice Department, I trust their crime statistics. And it seems as if this sort of action is unwarranted, unnecessary, and a bit odd. Not out of pocket or off-brand for what they've been talking about for at least the past year, but they're sweeping the city to, it says, the Drug Enforcement Administration and other agencies are seen strolling the street in small groups. At least 120 FBI agents were reassigned from their other duties to take part in Sunday's patrol. This is the one that gets me a lot. At one intersection, a minor traffic accident between a car and a moped brought at least two dozen agents running, some wearing masks, one carrying a rifle. I can't imagine that this helps with the police. So if you are a police officer in D.C. and something like this happens, you need to make sure everyone stays calm. You need to make sure everything goes by the book. You need to cordon off the area, make sure everyone is safe, keep others away. And when you have all these individuals coming running at you, some wearing masks and holding weapons, I have to imagine that introduces a bit of uncertainty. On top of the fact that they seem to be out of nowhere, just walking the streets like weird warrior vigilantes to protect the streets from this amorphous thing called crime that is not as much of a problem as we are led to believe in Washington, D.C. I don't seem to understand why this is happening from a logical standpoint. I understand why it's happening from their standpoint. They want to instill fear. They want to look powerful. Right now, if you are watching the press conference, it is a whole host of individuals who are going to tell you how terrible it is out there, when in fact it is not, and they will not listen to that. And the FBI director, Kash Patel, was talking about that, and President Trump himself has said that this will go further than D.C. And Ali, I see you on the line, and I'm going to take your call on the other side of the break of the commercials, and we are going to talk more about this, including this declaration of ridding D.C. of the homeless population, and literally how this came out of what being reported as his ride to the golf course in Virginia, seeing the streets and deciding to do this. And this all took place last night in D.C. And I want to know your thoughts on this. 855-752-4842, 855-756. Give us a call, send us a text, leave a comment on the live stream. President Trump seems to be invading D.C., and I don't understand what good this comes of this. So don't go anywhere. We're going to grab a snack. We're going to grab some water. Stay hydrated. You are awesome and beautiful and wonderful. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is out today. She'll be back tomorrow, and she says, hello, she misses you. You can call or text on the live stream, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming currently on Facebook, YouTube, and the place we still call Twitter. And got Calvin on the boards here today. We thank you for joining us. We are talking currently about the president who decided last night that it would be a good time to, quote, clean up the streets of D.C., has deployed multiple federal agencies, including the FBI and the DEA, to the streets to, I guess, I don't know, clean it up, even though there isn't really a problem to clean up at this moment. I should say there isn't a problem that requires this much force to clean up. In a BBC article that was published earlier today, Max Matza has got the byline. The quote, the mayor, Muriel Bowser of D.C. said, quote, "We are not experiencing a crime spike. That did not stop the president from doing what he is doing right now. He's currently at the podium, and judging by all the laughter on CNN, he's doing his 5 minutes from the Catskills that apparently kills, because they're all laughing. And I don't understand why they're laughing at anything right now. This isn't funny." But he wrote on Truth Social, he said, "The homeless will be moved out immediately," all caps. Trump also wrote on his site, "We will give you places to stay, but far from the Capitol. The criminals, you don't have to move out." They all are in Congress. "We going to put you in jail where you belong." So, and he's also said in this press conference that, quote, "We'll go further than just D.C. as far as taking over cities to take care of the, quote, crime problem. As I stated before, is not as great as an existence as they are letting to believe, as violent crime in D.C. is down. And something like this, the measures they are taking, is seems a little out of place and scary. And where does it end? That's a question I have." Ali from the Northwoods is on the line right now calling in. Ali, thank you so much for being here. What are your thoughts on the matter?
Oh, my gosh. I'll probably get lots of hate mail, but I'm just going to say this is a terrible, terrible thing. And this is the beginning of a police state. And do we want to live like Russia and Germany? And I've been to those places, and that wasn't a good thing then, and it isn't a good thing now. And that's what's happening to our country. And people need to speak up, get on the phone with their government people, mm-hmm. and tell them this is just plain wrong.
Yeah.
He's doing this in D.C. because he can.
Yeah.
But he's going to try it all over. He didn't get away with it in California, so now he's going to start where he knows he can get away with it and work from there.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling, Ali. I appreciate you always being here and always lending your voice, because, you know, you're not wrong. This seems like a tactic that has been waiting in the wings. It's been on people's minds. They've been wanting to do this, and they are. And if you don't like it, go to myvote.wi.gov. Find out your representative's names. Find out their phone number. Call them and tell them that this does not sit okay with you. And if you are a supporter, then tell me how I'm wrong. Tell me how non-crime statistics that do not exist justify the utilization of force to sweep the streets in a way that I have to imagine, Calvin, I don't know about you, but undermines the actual police of D.C. To just go out in the streets and showing force like this does not help them trying to keep everything, you know, trying to protect and serve, essentially. This doesn't seem like it helps. Calvin, any thoughts you have, I'm happy to hear them.
Well, I don't think I have any unique thoughts about this. I go back and forth between this is a danger, and I guess it can be both. It's a dangerous move towards a police state, like Ali mentioned, but mm-hmm. it's also just a distraction. Like PJ on the live stream said, he's talking specifically about the Epstein files, but it's the Epstein files, it's the big brutal bill, it's any number of things that he wants to distract his supporters from.
Yeah.
So it's both a dangerous power grab, and it's also just a distraction for the things that are actually impacting people's lives.
And I would say I don't disagree with that. I would say the level of distraction, the degree of the distraction, is getting greater and greater. Before it was just, hey, look at this thing this person's doing over here, and it's terrible, and, you know, not American. Now they're just invading the streets saying, we need to take care of this. Gene from Eau Claire, we got only about a minute and some change left. What do you say about this? You have the last word this segment.
The biggest criminal that needs to be put behind bars is sitting in the White House, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And also, this is those people that are aiding and abetting this type of behavior, going into the cities, scaring people, and also, you know, the mask criminals that are going after immigrants. I think that they need to get back to work because they're aiding and abetting all this horrifying behavior. It's ridiculous, and they all need to be fired that have an R after their name because they are aiding and abetting, and they're letting this happen. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Love hearing from you. Love your input. Appreciate you listening as always. When we come back, folks, we are going to take a moment. We're going to take a breath. There's a lot happening right now, but it's important to take even a little break, and we're going to come back with some audio sorbet. What's the one thing you finally got done this summer? Or what's the one thing you just still need to do before we start moving towards the cooler months? You're listening to Matinair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matinair. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. Get some water. Stay hydrated. You are awesome. Stay close. Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I am sitting in for Jane Matinair, who's currently out today, but we'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry. She misses you. And we are here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Calvin, I don't know if you knew this. I don't know if you were aware of this. I'm sure you did because you work here just like me. But Civic Media is a public benefit corporation. We have a mission to champion the practice of democracy through local voices across Wisconsin. And as a public benefit corporation, we do so. We're not public radio, but instead radio for the good of the public. As listeners of our stations learn, you can support by going to civicmedia.us/support to find out more and support our mission, which we hope becomes your mission as well, because we want to spread democracy and education and the good word through our radio network. So thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you being here. A lot of great shows happening today on the network. After us is going to be Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, and then Todd Alba. So many Todds in my life. Just too many Todds, I think. He'll be on from 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn is back from her vacation, and she'll be doing the show with her guest co-host, Matt Rothschild. We love Matt Rothschild. They'll be on from 4 to 6. And then tonight on Nightlight, Pete welcomes local comedian Trevor Klumpner to the show. So you want to just stick around. Get us in your life. And one of the great ways to do that, because you might be like, oh, I don't have access to a radio. Calvin, if someone doesn't have access to a radio and they have to say listen to their device, what could they possibly do to get Civic Media in their life without a terrestrial radio?
Well, there's this secret little thing called the Civic Media app. You can find it on whatever app store your phone uses, whether that's the Apple App Store or the Android App Store.
Mm-hmm.
You can download it, and then you can listen to any Civic Media station on your phone.
That's amazing. That app, Calvin, must be $2 quadrillion, right?
It is absolutely free.
We're crazy here at Civic Media. Yeah, that's right. Download the free Civic Media app to your device, and you can listen to our shows wherever you are. People have texted us from Vienna, from Iceland, from New Zealand, and it's great to hear from everybody. So, yeah, get the Civic Media app in your life, and stay tuned for all the programs coming through today. We've got great programs, great guests talking about wonderful things, and just as an update, he's still on the podium right now, Calvin. He's still talking, and now he's talking about Russia. And he has said they don't know where they're going to. And by the way, this is in reference to over the weekend last night in D.C., Donald Trump ordered some federal agencies to, quote, sweep up, clean up the streets of the crime problem, even though there's not as much of a crime problem that requires that. And now he's talking about where they're going to be going as far as where they're going to take the homeless people he wants to get rid of. And he doesn't know where, but they're going to, quote, go far away. So that is comforting to you. He's still on the television if you want to watch that, but he is now talking about Russia and Putin. So we're going to let go of all that, though, Calvin, because it's 10:35 time around that time, and we have to take a moment, take a breath, and we're going to have a little audio sorbet. It's the part of the show we just, you know, enjoy ourselves, close our eyes, and breathe. Breathe in, breathe out, because that's what you must do. The news is heavy, and it's time to take a little break. And that's what we do during audio sorbet. And today I want to just talk about, I want to know from you, the audience, from the listeners, from the watchers on the live stream, what is that one project that you finally got done this summer? That one thing, is it planting a little garden? Is it, you know, cleaning out the garage? Is it fixing the car up? What is the thing you got done that you're patting yourself on the back? Or what is that thing you still need to do, you still need to accomplish before those cooler months roll in? You can call us or text us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently on Facebook, we are on YouTube, and we are adding the place I still call Twitter. We still, Calvin, call it Twitter in this house, and we always will. So we want to hear from you. The things that you got done over this, the thing, that project that you got done over the summer that you're really excited about, patting yourself on the shoulder and saying, hey, I got something accomplished. I'm feeling very, very good. Andrew from Maine said, summer to-do list, let's see here, make pieces of scones or maybe scones of peace, one or the other. That is in reference, of course, to the days when Jane would go to the farmer's market in Waukesha and want to have conversations with those who really, you know, we can't have like big, long conversations on the show. So if you wanted to have longer conversations in real life, she would buy you scones of peace. I always ate the leftovers. And we appreciate hearing from you in Madison. Mira on the live stream, my dear friend Mira, something very, very big. She got married. Congratulations. I wish I could have been there. Unfortunately, I was in Butternut. But very, very excited for you. Very, very excited for that. Glad to see you were able to get that project. That is a very, very big project. And we say thank you to you and congratulations to you and my friend Ryan. So I had one big project that only took me, Calvin, 3 years to do. It took 3 full years. And I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking, well, that involved like a lot of, you know, backbreaking labor. Did that involve like, you know, a crew of people to come in and help? Nope. Just involved me not watching Ted Lasso for a 9th time through. I've talked about it before, but we had a play set in the backyard of our house. I thought it was a very cool addition to when we bought it. And then I walked up to it and I touched it and realized that no child can come anywhere near this because it was basically about to fall over. So I told myself for a long time, yeah, I'm going to just, you know, chop it down, break it up, throw it out. And we moved in 2022. In fact, this 3 years ago this month, we moved into the house. And for the next 2 years and 9 months, I was saying, yeah, I'm going to do that. And my wife, being the everly patient person she is, very much said, yeah, okay. And then finally, I just saw in her eyes, she's like, you're never going to do this. You're never going to do this. So finally, one day I did, and it is now gone. I'm very proud of myself. I'm very happy to myself. And, very, very happy about that. If you have a project that you've taken care of, something that you got done, please give us a call. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream. You can always text us. We'd love to hear from you. Calvin, is there anything, any big project that you wanted to take care of this summer? Anything you wanted to, I mean, it doesn't even have to be like a house project. Like you said, you've started reading comic books. Are there ones you wanted to knock out and get took care of? What's the thing this summer that you got to accomplish?
To be completely honest with you, Greg, I've kind of had a very unproductive summer. I've wasted a lot of time playing video games.
Well, now I just feel like I called you out. No, sorry.
That's okay. I have to own up to it. Maybe that will motivate me.
Okay. Well, I mean, but the thing is, Calvin, I opened up the conversation to, is there something you still want to get done, though? And I'm not here to chastise or judge you. I'm here to say, how do I help you, buddy, accomplish your best life?
Well, I will say one project, and this is not necessarily, it doesn't even have to be summer when I do this, but I have not painted my miniature game pieces in a very long time. I have them built and assembled. Mm-hmm. They're collecting dust on my desk.
All right.
I have to break the paints out and get down to business. Luckily, I am going on a vacation this week.
What?
So hopefully I will have some time to do some painting and okay. Relaxing.
May I ask what you're doing on your vacation? If you're just going to paint and relax, that's fine. I don't want to I don't want to pry. And, you know, we're friends, but I'm not owed all the information on Calvin's life.
Yeah. I mean, so a little window in. I'm the oldest of three kids. Mm-hmm. My youngest sibling is my sister. Yeah. She is turning 21 on Friday.
Whoa.
So the whole family, we are taking a little weekend trip to Las Vegas.
Wow. Oh, my God. Are you excited? So are you a gambler?
My family does like to gamble a little bit.
Are you, let me qualify that. Are you like pull tabs at the bar type gamblers, or are you sunglasses, earbuds in, don't look at me, hoodie over my head, I'm playing poker, don't even dare try to read my eyes?
Well, so we obviously, my sister's not 21, so I've never gambled with her.
Okay. Sure. Wink, wink. I know.
We enjoy slots, and yeah, we enjoy blackjack.
Okay.
If I'm being completely honest, hopefully he's not listening. My dad gets a little annoying.
Yeah.
He likes to yell and tap the screen and be one of those people.
But the machine's rigged.
But yeah, so it's a good time. I'm looking forward to it. We hopefully are not going to be gambling the whole time. We're going to try to see a show.
Great.
I think we might do like an escape room or just an activity that's not gambling one of the days, but we're only there. We're flying in Thursday night and we're coming home Sunday morning. So we're not there for that.
Hey, that's enough time. In my opinion, I've been to Vegas a few times. I feel like Vegas is a perfect 3 to 4 day place. After that, no, just that's good. That's great. Well, that's great. That's great to hear. So that's, I would say that you're accomplishing a vacation. We are not good at vacationing, and it's like we like to be at work. We like to get things done, and now you're taking a vacation. That's wonderful. So I'm very excited for you. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Troy, it's Audio Sorbet. What is the thing that you either got done this summer or the thing you still need to do before the summer is done?
I shoveled 4.5 ton of rock.
Good Lord. That when you said that, everything in my shoulders down to my toes is like, ow.
My nephew helped me one day. We put a bunch under my deck.
Yeah.
And then we found other places to put it.
Okay.
But yeah, but I did most of it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Troy, was this?
At 58, and oh, a stumpy white guy, I'm pretty proud of that, actually.
Troy, really quick, is this something you've been wanting to do for a while, for summers, for a few years, or is it like this summer you said, no, I'm going to do this now, got this project, going to execute, I don't care, call my nephew. If he wants to help, great. If not, I'm getting it finished.
My wife said we got to do this.
Okay, so it was from orders on high. Yeah. I understand that completely.
Yes, it was from above my pay grade.
Well, that, I mean, if anything, you know, if you're feeling the need to like take a break and sit down, and someone says, "What are you doing right now?" Ah, my shoulder from shoveling all that rock. Thank you.
We gotta get another 2 ton.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, you're braver than I am, sir. Troy, thank you so much for calling in and letting us know. We appreciate it. You can always give us a call. Text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What's the thing you got done this summer? What's the thing you still need to get done before the summer is finito? You can leave it on the live stream like Mira, who is sharing her wonderful nuptials with us. And hey, you don't even have to agree with me if you have takes that are kind of interesting and semi-weird and wrong, but you go ahead and leave it on the live stream. It's right there. Jack from Merrimack, you're back. What's up, buddy? We only got like 1 minute. What's going on?
Just wanted to mention your Audio Sorbet.
Yeah.
I completed earlier this year a six-month restoration of a 1973 motorcycle that I've had since 2000. Been in my garage. It was a garage find originally. Drove it for a little while, but it needed a lot of work.
There.
So I got it done.
Jack, thank you so much for sharing that. I'll share another project before we head to grab some water and snacks, because it's important to stay hydrated. Still have that guitar in my garage that I would need to build and create from, you know, need to do a bunch of stuff. But that will be maybe the fall project. We'll see. But for now, we thank you for calling and texting in for Audio Sorbet. Love hearing from you. You can always do that 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. When we come back, this shouldn't be a thing. Smooth Move Edition. Oh boy, you're not going to believe it. You're listening to Matt and Aaron Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Aaron Air. My name is Greg Bach, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air. And we are back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Been a good show, Calvin. What do you think?
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
It's been wonderful. We had a good time. I really want to thank Sholly Pittman for being here. I want to thank everyone for calling in and texting in and commenting on the live stream, whether you like us or don't. It's fine. We love hearing from you. It's great to hear good conversations from great people. You can always get in touch with us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. You can get a hold of us via the app, the Civic Media app, which is free to download to your device. That way you can hear us whenever you'd like, wherever you would like, and contact us that way as well. As I said before, lots of great stuff going on today after us. After the news break, we've got Tom Hartman on. After Tom Hartman will be Todd Alba from 2 to 4. From 4 to 6, Maggie Dawn is back. And welcomes guest co-host Matt Rothschild to the show. And then finally, Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. And actually, after Pete, too, is wonderful, wonderful programming as well as Native Roots Radio, Rational Revolution. There's great stuff. So stick around. Listen to us. Have fun. Contact us. Tell us what you love. Love to hear from you. So, Calvin, it is 10:54. I think it is time for one thing and one thing only at the end of our show, and that is...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, you can send it in to Jane and me. Very simple. Go to janesays@civicmedia.us, janesays at civicmedia.us. This is the segment we call This Shouldn't Be a Thing, how we wrap up every single show, because we want you to go away with... sometimes laughing, sometimes scratching your temples, sometimes going, really? And I feel like this next one achieves all three. And I had to, and this was provided to us by Luke Mathers, who is a great source of information here at Civic Media. But I will admit, I had to look at this one out, Calvin, to make sure that it was true and not just a weird rumor. This is from QSRmagazine.com. No one, strangely enough, Calvin, no one claims the byline. No one wants to submit this to Pulitzer. Because apparently, the Heinz tomato ketchup smoothie is the first ever ketchup-based smoothie which blends the real fruits with Heinz Simply Tomato Ketchup. It creates a flavor that is delicious and refreshing in a summer sip. Like a good person on the radio who wants to report the accurate information, I looked up like three places to make sure this wasn't a hoax. And this is real, folks. The Heinz Tomato Ketchup Smoothie. And this is coming off of State Fair being done. I'm surprised this wasn't announced like there. Is a thing that you can get into your life if you would like. Do you like? That's another question. Calvin, what do you think about the Heinz Tomato Ketchup Smoothie?
Well, I wouldn't drink it or order it. It sounds pretty gross to me, but I will say in defense of it,
you're always in defense of things.
Well, it makes the conversation more interesting. And I mean this sincerely. Mm-hmm. I also don't understand drinking tomato juice or a Bloody Mary. So, like, would this be different if you added vodka and Tabasco sauce? Would that make it better for you?
Calvin, when you add logic and logical questions to the... You undercut my opinion that are based truly on gut reaction and whatever you want to call it. That is a very, very good question. What would be any difference if you... And honestly, you're right. You're absolutely right. If you added an alcohol beverage to it, threw in a celery piece, and threw in a meat stick, how is this not a Bloody Mary slushy that would probably sell out of most places that would be? You're absolutely right. Thank you for bringing the true logic to the conversation. I appreciate you as always. And speaking of always, quote, Lori Primavera, that's her name, Vice President of R&D, Research and Development, and Product Marketing at Smoothie King. Smoothie King is, by the way, where you can get this. She is quoted as saying, as always, our commitment to nutritious ingredients, and our clean blends promise remain to be at heart of every recipe. And this bold new blend is no exception. The Heinz Tomato Ketchup Smoothie launches during tomato harvest season, and you can find it. It was available as of last week. It is $5.70 at select Smoothie King locations. So I would really contact your local Smoothie King before going out and trying to find one. You never know. There'd be lines out the door, and I would check those people in the lines for little tiny bottles of airplane vodka because you know that's what's going to happen, Calvin. It's going to be like, this looks gross on paper, but throw in some vodka, and then we're going to have a show of the party in the parking lot. And also, and most importantly, while supplies last, because you know this will sell out, Calvin. That's exactly what's going to help happen. So if you want one of these and you have one of these, take a picture, send it to the show via the Civic Media app. Let us know your experience. I want to know more about the Heinz ketchup smoothie. And I want the full report. Other than that, thank you so much for listening, Calvin. That has been another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you so, so very much, everyone, for watching and listening, commenting, calling. As Jane says, without you, we can't do this, and we appreciate you every single day. I appreciate our traffic department. I appreciate our engineers, all of our producers, Calvin, everyone in Civic Media who makes these shows go. It's truly without you, we can't do this, and we appreciate you so much. You're going to stick around because after the break, it's going to be after news, it's going to be Tom Hartman, and as we said, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn, Pete Schwabe, and then wonderful evening programmings here on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I've been sitting in for Jane Matinair on Matinair on Air. Have yourself a lovely day. You are awesome. Don't let anyone tell you differently, including yourself. Stay hydrated. Stay awesome. Stay wonderful. Stick around. You're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.